Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Aircoy Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
You're listening to Rabeau and Co. here on ESPN 680 and 105.7. Now, here's Louis Rabeau.
Ah, yes, the show that knows Vince Carter trivia. It is Rabeau and Co. ESPN 680, 105.7. Zach Cantrell on the other side of the glass. I'm Louis Rabeau at Radio Louis on Twitter. Find the station at ESPN 680, ESPNLouisville.com. Your smart speaker, your car, your cubicle, the line at Ford, throwing boxes at UPS, driving a truck, however you're hanging out with the show today. Thanks for making us part of your Tuesday. We'll get to Mark Ennis here in a second. Joins us in his usual spot on Tuesdays, presented by our friend Mel over at Froggy's Popcorn. Froggy'sPopcorn.com. Go check her out Wednesday through Sunday. She opens at 11. Summertime means frozen bananas and lemonade. People, get over there and hang out with Mel. Tell her we sent you. You'll get a discount on all of your purchases there. Game 7 last night. We got to talk about what MVP actually means, because the MVP did not get the trophy last night. We got to talk about that. NBA draft this week. Obviously, we'll get into that with Mark today. U of L, I think there's a couple interesting headlines. We talked about them quickly yesterday, so I'll dive into them a little bit more with Mark. In a 1-3-5 triple play, things we only care about because baseball. Mark, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. I'm glad to hear you mention Vince Carter trivia. I vividly remember him as a high schooler.
Really?
And in Daytona Beach, I believe, mainly.
Is he a Florida kid? I was going to say, there you go.
Yeah. Daytona Beach. And what I remember about that is, and this just shows you how things can change a little bit. I think he graduated and was heading to college shortly after Florida made the Final Four under Lon Kruger. Remember that?
Yeah, sure.
The DeClerc and Demet Hook. Remember the Demetri Hill, the big fat center they had, which everyone loves,
right,
big fat center?
Yes.
That he had no interest in going to Florida despite that. And I remember there being a tremendous amount of a despondency from folks being like, it doesn't matter what Florida does, they're never going to get good players in basketball. had no idea what was coming.
Texter wants to know, are we still talking Hooters and stripper names this morning? Yes, of course. That's every show. What are we doing here? Come on. My wife had a great line about that yesterday, Mark. She called me. She always calls me at lunch, which I really appreciate. And she said, how was your show today? And I said, oh, well, the Hooters on Dixie Highway closed. We got 45 minutes of content out of that. And she went, wait. Is there no one around Dixie Highway with Hooters to work at Hooters? That was my wife's response. How about that?
She thought about it from the supply side.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Yeah. A little business talk with my wife. How about that? I was proud of her, though. I was like, you know what? I'm bringing that to the air. That's clever. I like it. We're going to do this. So there you go.
Well done, man. On her part.
Did you take in the Stanley Cup Finals last night? Did you watch Game 7?
I did.
How about that?
I did.
How much hockey do you watch the whole year, be honest? Like, how many games?
I will occasionally watch regular season hockey.
Yep.
Yeah, I will occasionally watch during the season, regular season, but I will watch a ton of playoff hockey. And I will fully admit just a little bit of a bias. I was rooting for Edmonton to win last night just because of how insecure Miami has been about the Panthers compared to the Lightning.
Mm.
For which I am obviously an enormous homer.
Yes.
And I was hoping that this would have been, because, you know, the Lightning did this, a similar thing in the playoffs in the first round. couple of years ago where they had a big lead and then blew it in the opening series and had the number one record and blew it in the series, but they've won three Stanley Cups.
Yeah, right, yes.
And I was hoping for one of those things where it just feels like no matter what we do, we can't win and can't catch those guys. But they did, and it was one hell of an environment last night. That place was nuts.
Yeah, I'm very jealous of Drew getting to go to that. It's one of those that you just have to go do. It reminds me of just, you know, sometimes you go to a sporting event, you see something you've never seen before. I remember going to a single A game where my parents live, and a guy hit for the cycle.
Oh, how about that?
That was unbelievable. It was like some random Tuesday. Hell yes, let's go. Like, and it's, you know, a reminder of why we love sports for sure, but it's, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, that reminds me, how can you think of a time when maybe you were at something that was like close to awesome, right? Not the cycle, that's great. But like I was thinking about this. We didn't even plan it this way, but my buddy BJ and I, we went to Cincinnati, drove up to go to a game. We weren't even thinking about Ken Griffey Jr. getting close to 500.
Oh.
And we were there when he hit home run 499. Not 500.
I got
499.
I got a terrible one for you. I went to and I mentioned this a couple weeks ago on the air. I apologize to people that hang out every day, that I was at Comerica Park in Detroit to watch Roger Clemens win game 300. Not only did he not win the game, it went extras and the Yankees won, so he got a no decision and my team lost. Like, worst possible outcome.
That's great.
Yeah, it's perfect, right? And so, we crushed
it. It was an incredible scene last night. Yeah. The roof just about came off that place. Yep. You could tell it was cathartic for a lot of reasons for a lot of people.
Yeah. It's, you know, those long-suffering people in Florida haven't had a Stanley Cup in a year and a half or something. So, yeah, it's really got to be tough.
No, you can't do that. Compared Tampa to like, and Miami.
They're not
no,
in the
Tampa
same state. I understand. Yeah, they're not in the same state. Yeah,
no, they do not share.
Sunrise, Florida. Not the same as St. Pete Beach. That's right.
Not at all.
Oh, man. All right. Well, are we going to make Baja Bully jokes this year?
Hopefully.
Good.
Hopefully we do everything corny. Yeah. We're due. Right, like no, around here, like no, if you've been in a bad relationship and then you get into a good one, we want to do Valentine's Day. Yeah, I want to do everything.
Right.
I want to do everything. Yeah. Yes, no, I want to make T-shirts.
It's a good point.
I want bootleg merch. I want cease and desist letters going out. I want all of it.
We'll cease and desist on a Tuesday. Why not? There you go. Texter wants to know, and it needs to be asked. He says, how does the Panthers Stanley Cup win affect Mike McCarthy's media obligations? Listen. When I think about media obligations around the coaching staff of the Dallas Cowboys, I immediately think of the Stanley Cup Finals. I'm with you on that one. Go ahead. Yeah.
It's not going to be the Baja Bullies are going to have to be a lot better to be the men of Maui. You know what I mean?
The Maui Monsters.
The Maui Monsters. There it is. I love that. No, if they win that, they really can do the Maui Monsters.
Yes.
And you really you can hang your hat on it and you can get really excited.
Not Ethan, no.
Men of Maui.
Oh, the monsters. The Maui monsters.
Which one's worse of those two? I think Men of Maui.
Men of Maui's worse than Baja Bullies. Baja Bullies is a cool nickname. Men of Maui just sounds
cool. Baja Bullies should be cool.
Men of Maui sounds like a calendar. Right?
Who at the station's most likely to have that calendar? 437-9680. Texter, who's your favorite athlete? Hawk? Harrelson or Tua Tagovailoa. That's a good text.
I get it.
Texter.
I get that reference.
Reminding us that Dwayne Schintzis was on that Florida team too, and he had a fantastic mullet.
No, Dwayne Schintzis was not on that Florida Final Four team. The team that they were beaten. That was Dwayne Schintzis.
Right before?
Vernon Maxwell, Moten. That was late.
Dude, Vernon Maxwell was so good in college, man.
They were the very first Florida team to ever make the NCAA tournament.
Mm.
They got beat by Syracuse that ended up going to the championship game and losing to Indiana in the championship game. The Keith Smart shot against Syracuse. Wow. That Syracuse team beat Florida in their first ever NCAA tournament appearance that year. It was an enormous deal that Florida was going to be in the tournament.
That's
cool. Norm Sloan, good old Norm Sloan coaching that team.
Speaking of almost great moments, I was at the U of L UVA game where Adegadel walked the baseline. Almost great to speechless.
Yeah, you know I did the post.
You know what? If we're doing it, we're doing it.
I didn't have to do post game for that one, but I remember doing the show the next day and saying, that one and the blown lead against Duke, where I said I went from I can't believe that just happened to I can't believe that just happened.
texter, Patty Ice had his girlfriend photograph him for the Men of Maui calendar.
That's a good reference.
God bless you for remembering that. Can you find that sound? Patty Ice posing calendar nude photo something.
For an art class.
Yeah, art class, whatever. Oh god.
He was
that's
the
great.
Specimen.
Yeah, texter Rummage would have the calendar.
Rummage would have Men of Orlando.
Yeah, look it up. Look it up. Look up the Patty Ice. If you say Patty Ice nude and you don't come to the air, you're not doing your job properly.
Patty,
don't go in my ear.
I got
with
it.
That.
I got Patty
well,
Ice
then
nude.
Play the sound because we're doing this today.
Okay, we are.
I've actually done nude posing before.
Shut up.
No.
That totally.
Like, for real.
Of
There's
course he did.
Out there. That's old. It's really hard to find somebody to do it that has good. Apparently, I have good stature. Well, I did. I used to work out a lot. I used to be really in shape. We want kind of somebody who's got it, a decent figure. And I was like, okay. I mean, I was not for it at all at first. So then she was like, if you're not going to do it, I'm going to ask your friend to do it. And my buddy's big into lifting. Huge, big, buff dude. And I was like, all right. She got me. And to this day, yes, this thing is still in this girl's living room. It gets asked to be displayed at this place in downtown New Albany. Out of all the pieces and out of all the things in this girl's portfolio, I don't know what happened to the other one, but that was hanging up in Nauvoo Hall for like a year. So and this is the same building for communications, like the School of Arts and Letters. So every time I walk in there, I'm just seeing my ass. Like every time I walk in there, I just see my butt talks. But my mom was like, you know, I would like to see it. And I sent her pictures of it. And she was like, okay, me and the family are getting together and we're going to offer a price to where we can buy it. So I don't know what happened with that, but all I know is that we were not able to buy it. But the actual abstract of me is in this girl's living room now.
God, I miss him so much. I mean, what a gem.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3. Yeah, international, underground, thunderbounds when I stomp the ground. Like a million elephants, a silverback orangutan. You can't stop a train. Who wants up, don't come unprepared. I'll be there, but when I leave there, better be a household name. Weatherman telling us it ain't gonna rain. So now we sitting in a drop top soaking wet. In a silk suit, trying not to sweat. Hit somersaults without the net. But this be the year that we won't forget. 1999. I don't need anything gold. Be what you wanna be, don't get you no consequences. Forgiving for living the fences. Too hot to jump in jail. Too low to dig.
You are listening to Rabeau and Co. here on ESPN 680 1057. Now, here's Louis Rabeau.
All right, welcome back in. Little 1999 here on Rabeau and Co. this morning. ESPN 680 1057. Other side of the glass, Zach Cantrell. My name's Louis Rabeau, hanging out with Mark Ennis. First hour of the show, as we do every Tuesday, presented by Froggy's Popcorn. By the way, I hope everyone saw the moment last night when Paul Maurice actually got the Stanley Cup. He was talking to Emily Kaplan of ESPN at the time, and he was like, hang on, I've got a visitor. And he gets handed the Stanley Cup, and there's a moment where he holds it over his head, guys, and there's just this moment of catharsis of like, oh, thank God I finally did this. And then he celebrates, right? The first moment is that moment of relief. Oh my God, we didn't blow this series. Oh my gosh. You know, we're here and we actually got this done. And I want to give him a shout out because he's from the Sioux. If you're a Michigan kid, you know what that means. But he's from Sault Ste. Marie, just on the Ontario side. Mm. I used to go to hockey camp up in Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan, at Lake Superior State University. I could have played hockey there if I wanted to. My dad said, go to a real college. Don't do that. And he was right. But yeah, he was the youngest coach in NHL history to coach 1,000 games at age 43. So this is a guy that tons of experience and obviously took the Panthers jobs a couple years ago. Already gone to back-to-back Stanley Cup Finals, so hopefully for them they'll be able to continue doing that. But there's just that
Louis,
moment where he's holding it over.
I had a really good friend who did his first radio, like postgraduate radio internship was in the UP.
Oh wow!
And made reference to Sault Ste. Marie.
Oh no, no, no!
Oh yeah, right no, on the radio, man. No, they were like, oh, no, like that. Like, no, it was like he cost no, like, yeah. Like barely into the studio, like get him off.
Sault
oh, it was great.
Sault Ste. Marie. Oof.
Yeah.
Did he call Houghton?
You don't know.
Sault Ste.
Marie does not look like it said. No, that's the only one I heard the horror story about. But he said basically like they were like the Walking Dead, you know, where they're just like banging on the glass, like just trying to get straight through. Like, forget the door. We have to get in there and make you not say that. That was what they were doing. It was great.
There you go. I wanted to get back into this text, 437-9680, about just enough of the chippiness from Kelsey. I've made this case before, Mark, on this show, that I do think the urban nature of U of L, right? The nature of it being a city school. So this place, Pittsburgh, Memphis, you know, these Cincinnati, these kinds of schools, where especially U of L for some reason, Memphis I'm sure is in the same vein. There's just an expectation of a little urban grit with it. And that's why it's an interesting sort of dynamic, because in a weird way, Jeff Brohm fits it perfectly as like the South End guy.
Yep.
Right? So it, like, yep. they already had that on staff, which is interesting. And then to go to a Kelsey, like, I don't know if he's got it, but I'm sure he's noticed it. Right? It's a very different place than Charleston or Winthrop or whatever, right? But I just really wonder. This is a great text. Go to a real school, goes to Michigan State.
I'll split the difference.
That is a fantastic text. It was free. What do you want me to do? Come on, they paid
for it.
That's
the best school. Yeah. I don't know what.
That's the only
as school. A parent, that sounds amazing.
That's the only school, yeah. And I was an RA, so like I paid for almost nothing. Yeah. It was fantastic. Anyways. But just that city school thing, it's real. And just as an observation, and they've already got Brohm in that mold. Do you think Kelsey fits it?
Yeah.
And am I right about it, by the way?
Yeah, you are 100% right. I think the Louisville dynamic is analogous to some of the other places you were talking about, but I think the Louisville one's pretty unique in that there is a us against the rest of the state.
Yes.
Mentality.
I think Memphis feels that way for sure.
Totally.
Yes.
And there is the any minority you can think of. There's way more of them here than anywhere else in the state.
Yes, correct. Yes, that's absolutely and so correct. Yeah, the fan base just reflects it. You're absolutely correct. Yes.
Yes. And so this makes them different. The rest of the state, it feels like they're out to get them. And I think what's interesting is I think you can look at Louisville's history. There are different, like very different kinds of coaches here that all still hit the same note. You know, like I would never dream of seeing, say, Rick Pitino at a chili potluck or something. Mm. But I would run into Denny at one of those. But both of them seem larger than life for very different reasons.
But yeah, Rick was still like New York City or Miami. He was still urban, right? Like there was still like a city thing about it.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
But all of them, all of the Bobby Petrino at his best, John L. at his best, Charlie at his best, and now Jeff, all of them have a screw you, I'll do it myself.
That's fair.
Climber kind of, I don't need anybody, whatever I have to do, I will do it. And U of L has kind of always had a screw it, we don't need help, we'll build our own stadium. You know, like that sort of thing. They've never gotten by on the conference affiliation or anything like that. You know, they have no built-in advantages, and these coaches that somehow managed to tap into that sense of like, no one wants to help us, no one wants us to succeed, so let's do it in spite of them. That's what Louisville fans want.
By the way,
the best coaches here have gotten into that.
In private, I think the guy who's the most like that, I think it'll surprise people, is John L. I told him a story. So he coached at Michigan State, obviously. I've gotten to meet him a couple times here, of all things. And I told him the story of going to Urbana-Champaign for a road game against Illinois. I was living in Bloomington at the time, so it was like 2 hours up the road. And just how unpleasant those fans were. And then John L. boat raced them. And I'm not kidding, like 66-10 or something. Like it was an absurd game.
He had that in him.
And boat races them. And I just bring that game up and I'm like, thank you for beating the bleep out of that team. And he cussed for like 5 minutes.
I believe that.
He was totally ready for that conversation. And it was completely unprompted. It was just, I saw him and I was like, you know what? I'm going to tell him what a great time I had in Urbana-Champaign in 2005 or something, whatever. And it just, it was still in him to hate Illinois. Like whatever.
He was, you know, the best coaches and the most beloved coaches in time are properly unhinged. You know, like, you know, that there is
the right amount of psychosis is how I talk about it on the show. That's
absolutely
right.
Yep,
that's right.
100%. And he certainly is
right there.
One of those guys.
Yep.
It's in them. It's just like Rick Pitino on some level, you know, really does not care what anyone thinks, right? Like just,
it also cares what everyone thinks, right?
But well, I don't know if he does or not, but like he doesn't care what people think, but he cares about what everyone thinks in sort of a collective. Like, there's no way I'm going to let anyone see my team lose a certain way or not play a certain way. But it's not about what any individual person thinks. It's in him. It's innate.
It
has to be better than everybody else. And, like, that's what every fan wants their coach to be. Like, it's
that's true.
Properly obsessive.
Yeah, that's right. Texter, in order to be successful at Louisville, you need a guy that says, screw you, we're going to do this. KP didn't have any of that.
None.
And he was soft, and it didn't work. Need a tough guy, a South End Hood type, and I think Kelsey has that. Your lips, God's ears. I hope you're right. Because, I can't do bad basketball anymore.
No, there's an edge that's needed. There's no question. Play. It's got to come from a fire from within.
Scotty D has a bit of that.
Absolutely.
No question. Of course, yes. And that's why people like him. Yes, you're right.
And Scotty's especially fun because he'll do it with a smile on his face. You know?
Him and John L. should have a podcast, but the problem would be the episodes would be 5 hours long.
It'd be like those Dan Carlin... Hardcore History podcast.
Yeah.
You know, we'd be like, all right, it's been 7 months. Here's a 6-hour podcast on World War II. That's exactly what it would be like.
But they would do it every day.
Yeah, that's true.
Get up at 4:30 and jog together or something. There you go.
You know what would make a fun podcast? If you could get enough coaches to really to tell you the truth.
Right.
Which is hilarious.
Right.
But get ref stories.
Yeah.
Get coaches in particular, because they're sort of global, but like, because player ref stories it's not nearly the same. But if you could get coach ref stories, I think that would be hilarious.
I think John L. would come in and sit with you for 3 hours and tell ref stories.
I believe that. Mike Leach would have too.
I think you should get John L. at summer, man. Just do it. Like, that'd be fun, actually.
That's a great idea.
Give Lightsey a day off around this baby being born, right? I mean, like, what are we doing here? So, man. Anyways. Yeah, no.
You're gonna be asking Lightsey to like turn down the baby in the background. Like, can you just turn local down?
Local
a little bit.
Local Lightsey.
On the Comrex, Jeff, turn local down just a little bit.
Has he discussed with you? Is he going the third?
I have not talked to him.
Are they having a girl?
No. They've got a name picked out. I don't remember what it is, but it's not Jeff Lightsey the third.
Interesting. Okay. All right. There you go. Dixie Highway, Ted Lasso.
Yeah, I mean.
That sort of is.
Yes. Yes.
It's a great sense.
Absolutely. Listen, I have heard, and I don't know about you, Lou. I take this as a good sign. I have heard from Tobacco Road types in media that Pat is not all sunshines and rainbows.
Mm.
Like, once this thing gets going, he's going to protect it. And I'm all for that.
Yeah, right.
Like, I don't want the coach to be too nice. Like, even Denny was going to be nice and take a picture with you if he ran into you.
Yeah.
But then he was going to go on TV and be like, Joby Hall's a coward.
Yes, right.
You know
I was
going to
say, yeah, right, that. Yes.
Yeah, like that sort of thing. And that's fine. It doesn't matter how you do it, but it's got to be real.
Yes. Denny, top of the list, probably outside of Rupp, of state coaches all time, I would never want to cross. Yeah, that's right.
Yes, absolutely.
Very, very top of the list, yes. That's right, for sure.
So. Well, he, you know what Denny had? He didn't ever look, to me, like, enraged.
Okay.
And that's, like, I don't know if you've known people my mother is like this. I can tell when my mom is furious. And it does not look like when I'm furious, and it scares the hell out of me.
My wife has that.
Okay.
My wife has that. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. Yep.
And I think Denny had that. Like, he'd be like, oh, God, we're on the wrong side of this.
Yeah. We're on the wrong side. Yeah. That's right. Yeah.
Yep.
That's right. I almost did say it. I'm a professional, though, Zach, so I didn't.
I wouldn't have said it. Are you a
that
professional?
That never happened.
Oh, man. It never happened. I never said it.
That never happened on Cantrell & Co.
No, it didn't.
So we could go ahead and announce this. So you want to hear the most horse racing thing you've ever heard, Mark? Are you ready for that?
This is going to be good.
I just booked my trip to the Haskell.
The Eddie Haskell? It's the only Haskell I know.
There you go. It's New Jersey's Kentucky Derby. How about that? And so I'm flying out. It's a $1 million race.
The Haskell?
The Haskell, yeah.
Okay.
I'm flying out the 19th of July, the race on the 20th. And so, pinged Ethan Moore, because I actually found out, like, text line liked Ethan, Zach works with him on the LSL, you know, that kind of stuff, and, you know, get him those keep those radio muscles up during the summer when he's out of the classroom, you know? And I was like, hey, boys, you be nice, you play nice, that kind of thing. And I just, you know, I would never worry about Ethan Moore and the old dump button. How about that? Just never worry about it. But there you go. Yeah, I'm going to New Jersey for a weekend in July. How about that?
Where there is no dump button. There is no dump anywhere in the entire state. There might be customers in the state song. I'm not even sure.
The thing about traveling, so like in Kentucky, there's so much horse racing that no one, you know, guys like me are not special, right? There's nothing, right. What I do is very, you know, very vanilla, whatever.
And many here.
Correct. Yeah, and I go to Baltimore and they're like, hey, the Prince of the Pick Three is here. And I'm like, really? Prince? Really? They call me the Derrier of the Downs in Louisville. What's this about? And so I'll be interested to see how they treat me on the Jersey Shore. It'll be a thing. Dexter, any thought that maybe Kelsey has little guy syndrome and Pope is just comfortable in his own skin? I don't think it matters what the genesis of that feeling is.
Yeah.
As long as he does it, right? I mean, yeah, so there you go. Texter, Bennis, you always...
If Pacquiao has little man syndrome, fine.
Right, exactly, right. I don't care where it comes from.
That's cool.
Right. Yeah, right. Texter, Ennis always looks furious, LOL.
That's true.
Yeah.
God. You should see this cup that my kids got me for Father's Day.
Shut up. Shut up.
It's.
Shut
I'll
up.
I'll send you a picture.
Isn't it
it's
great?
Me looking furious on it.
There's... Are you... Do the kids know that? Or like, are they in on the joke, or is it?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, see, that's beautiful. Yeah. There's nothing like that, dude. There's nothing better than that. There really isn't. Text for Louisville needs the East End, Oldham County financial support, but South End and West End passion. When that happens, we can all come together, and it's usually a success. Of course. Of course. But by the way, that's why cities like this are great for college bases like Louisville, because you get that mix of people, right? And it's, you know.
Yep.
And, you know, I did the Pollyanna thing after Willie Mays died last week, but, like, that's why we love sports, too. Right, because you know, the guy in you know Shelby County and the guy in you know the West End sit down together at the same football game. 100%. Yes, that's why I like horse racing on like Thursday afternoons.
You're 100% right about that.
Oh man, this cup is awesome.
See,
great job. We're awesome.
And then on the pictures of my
the
kids,
picture,
they look just
dude,
as grumpy as I do.
Oh. It's fantastic.
It's perfect, dude. I've it's as good of a Father's Day gift as I've ever gotten.
I mean, they should retire from Father's Day gifts.
Shut up now. Got a lot of years left. I'm not passing up on that many years of presents.
I don't get them, so I'm just jealous. It's all right.
do we need to talk about this?
No, Father's Day is not a thing at our house.
Is that a Catholic thing? Like, what are we doing here?
No, it's a married to my wife thing, I think.
Oh, all right.
Yeah,
is Mother's Day a thing?
Oh, yeah.
Well, we need to. That's time to. That sounds like a.
But I'm in charge of that. That's the
happen.
Difference here. What are we doing here?
No, we've talked about this. That's good.
Texter, I thought the cup was of you smiling. No, we don't want to scare people. Mark, no, that's not what we're doing here. No.
No one would drink out of a cup with me smiling. They'd be like, this is not real. This is a trap. No one would drink out of it. That's right.
More Father's Day talk. We do it next.
ESPN 680-1057. Now, here's Louis Rabeau.
All right, welcome back into the hour-long show called Songs I Play in My Minivan. I'm Louis Rabeau, at Radio Louis on Twitter, hanging out with Mark Ennis this morning. Welcome back in. Zach, you see on the ones and twos. We got you till noon. Bobby V after us, roundtable 3 o'clock. I don't think Bobby V's after us. I think that's a lie. I think V show's after us, but I don't know that Bobby V is after us. How about that? Texter Louie, you're married to a doctor. That's your Father's Day present. That's a good one. I know terrible doctor stories because I'm married to a doctor, so that's not always a guaranteed good thing. Mark Ennis with us this morning, of course, at his usual spot, presented by Froggy's Popcorn, froggyspopcorn.com. Now that we're past the Stanley Cup playoffs, where do your eyes turn in sports at this point?
Media days.
Okay.
Media days, you know, mini camps and that sort of thing. Like, pro football, like, don't they start?
Oh, it's very soon.
Like, for fall, like,
we're like 36
weeks?
Days from the Hall of Fame game. Yeah.
It's NBA draft.
Draft this week for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, looking forward to, for me, TBT coming up.
Yep.
The difference in mood there for this one and looking forward to seeing how they sort of dovetail in this basketball team. With that, it was obviously something that was very fun, very cathartic for people a year ago, and something that Kenny had no time for. And I think Pat would be wise to, and he, so far he's done virtually everything I've thought he would be wise to do, to bathe in that thing. Have the guys around. Start trying to turn TBT into a thing that you can recruit around. Even if it's not officially, just here's an early attempt, an early event that we can show what being at Louisville is like. And like, you guys, especially, I say, maybe the upperclassmen transfers and that sort of thing. Like, guys, come here, and you'll never have to leave. Like, your pro career might not take off. Look at these guys.
Yeah.
These are not super accomplished pros. They live forever here. If your NBA dream doesn't work out, this is a great place to have just missed it. Well, that always seems like such an easy pitch for him to make, and I wouldn't be shocked if he does that very thing.
The Freedom Hall thing. Do basketball players, and someone text in, 437-9680, maybe Mark, you know the answer to this. So in hockey, we call them barns, like old arenas, we call them barns, and people love them. And do basketball players have the same kind of feel about old arenas? Do they love, like, the Palestra, and do they love, you know, a place like Freedom Hall that, you know, it's a little, the layout's a little funky, and the sight lines are a little funky. Like, do they like those kinds of places? I actually don't know, because all we ever talk about is oh, new, and we got to redo the Kieber Center, and we got to redo the Kraft Center, and we got to do this stuff, and oh, how old is Rupp? Do we need to renovate Rupp? And oh, the Yum Center is really nice. We needed to get out of Freedom Hall. We always talk about new and nice with basketball, but do the guys like going back to a place like Freedom Hall and playing? I really don't know.
Well, next time all of us basketball players get together, I'll make sure to ask them how they feel about that sort of thing.
Sorry. Put you in a bad spot. Texted, does Louis' wife know the doctor who hit on Streeple's wife? God, it's a good text. Man, it's like a six-year-old story. I appreciate you people so much. Texter, Louis, were you in a fraternity at Ole Miss? Your dad's a lawyer, and you're married to a doctor. God, it's a good text. I don't have that hair. I could never be in an Ole Miss fraternity. I could never do it.
That's right.
Same. That's why you need to go to hairtransplantkentucky.com. Go see my friend Chef. I saw that procedure yesterday.
Okay.
It's very straightforward. I thought it was going to be way more involved. No, it's very straightforward. No hospital. Like, you're just in the clinic. Just do it. It's great. I was surprised. Very straightforward.
I've never heard a horror story about that surgery.
No, that's right. That's exactly it. That's a great point, actually. There you go. That's a good point by you. But yeah, there you go. $75 right now. Consultation works out. It does. If it doesn't, $75 should be good to go. Go check them out. But anyways, the draft
is... Was that for me?
No, it's for everyone, Mark. It's,
oh, okay.
You and I are in the same boat. Settle down.
All right.
The draft this week, how long until a Louisville player's name is called on draft night?
Oh, I think it's a great question. And I don't think it's something where we just...
There's no easy answer to that question, for sure. Yes.
Yeah, it's just going to be... I'd like to think, like, maybe Connie Roots is a guy that has that. Kanai Roots, however, we're going to end up agreeing to say his name. I'm not trying to be flippant about it.
I get it.
I just don't know.
Yep.
He, I think, is athletically gifted. Luke raved about what he sees out of him, just in terms of athleticism and size and that sort of thing. Those are the sort of the draft non-negotiables, and then it's just got to be about what he shows and how much he shows. But it's hard to project out. I mean, look, they're going to have a chance at some of these more highly rated guys in state that I think have some pro careers.
Okay.
I don't know that anyone on this year's team, maybe Roots, maybe, say, Cason Pryor, or maybe Edwards. But other than that, I think it's guys that are upperclassmen that are in college for a reason. But I think the goal ought to be to have somebody on next year's team that you can look at and be like, that's a star. That's a person that's going to play in the pros.
Got it.
What do you think?
The question's very difficult. I asked Ben Roberts on the UK side, and he essentially said he expects, and I asked him a different way, because UK is so used to the first rounder with their program, right? With Cal and who he would recruit. When is the next first round draft pick? And he essentially said, I expect one a year under Mark Pope. And what I appreciate about that is, number one, I don't think it's going to happen. But number two, there's no slip then in the expectations for high-level talent on the team. But people are high on players on that team that I either haven't seen or I am very skeptical of them becoming great. So like Colin Chandler, who just spent 2 years in Sierra Leone. Like, everyone thinks he's going to get drafted in the first round. Okay. You spend 18, 19, and 20 in Sierra Leone, and then you're going to get drafted in the NBA. If you can do that, sir, everyone should become a Mormon. like everyone should go do that, because in my mind, dude, that would be a stunning accomplishment.
They do have kind of beer goggles for their own players.
No, right? But I like that. Fans. That's what I'm saying. Like, I like that. I like that they're like, no, we should have a first round draft pick every year. I like that. I think it's a great way to live. So that in 5 years, when it doesn't happen, you have to ask yourself if this is what you still want to do. The thing with, you know, you're talking about like Malachi Moreno and that kind of name, right? That, yeah. You know, for guys in the future, Soaps, Shelton Henderson, maybe, yeah. You know, that sort of thing. Who's the kid? Who's the guy coming in that's going to redshirt this year? What is his name? I apologize.
Well, there's two. There's Ali Khalifa and Kobe Rogers.
Khalifa, that's who I'm thinking of. Yeah. He's a guy that people think could eventually be a draft pick, right? I don't know if he's a first-rounder, but...
Well, he's old, kind of an older guy.
Right.
When we had Evan Maikawa on and others that talked, there is a lot of chatter about Cason Pryor having a chance to be a pro. And if
people
I'm Pat Kelsey...
People love him, don't they? It's interesting.
Yes. Nailing him this year, like... Maximizing him and having him be drafted this upcoming year would probably be the best thing that could happen for Pat Kelsey. No question.
Yep. So there you go. I just got a thank you from DraftKings for betting on the game last night. How about that?
Wait, say that again?
Well, I have a reward. How about that? Oh, there you go. Let's see. Use reward. I got an email from DraftKings. I bet on their first goal scorer last night. Sort of promotion or whatever, that kind of thing.
Oh, well, I thought they were going to say thank you for giving us a ton of money.
It was a small bet, but I have a lot of money because Issel told me the Celtics were definitely going to cover in game five, so I literally emptied my account. He never texts me that kind of stuff, so I had to do that for sure. But Texter, have you seen the pictures of flights coming back with Turkey with all the American meds head bandage from hair transplants? LOL. Oh, dude, like Brazil... Turkey, like places people go for plastic surgery that's just not legal in the United States, man. It is stunning. As a UK fan, all that matters to me is winning in college. After 15 years, I'm very tired of caring about the NBA. Draft Cal had a million draft picks the last 10 years and nothing to show for it at UK. I think that's absolutely the attitude of most fans.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it's good for your program to have... I mean, like, UConn just won it, and they're going to be... They're going to have two guys in the first round. Like, that's what you want. Like, it's a reasonable thing that both of those things can occur, right? And so you get a Donovan Klingon. He was great in college. He's also going to be a top five pick. Like, that's okay. Stephon Castle is going to be a top 10 pick. That's okay. And so I would say that those two things can coexist for sure. it was a pretty good one from Ennis. I'm not going to say it out loud. Texter, I have two friends that at different times worked in for the same urology office. Oh, boy. Okay. Yep. Not reading the same. Nope. including one time about a 70-year-old couple who were apparently young at heart. They thought they had more time before the nurse walked in. Oh no.
Oh no.
I hope that's me. God, I really hope that me. I hope that's me, man. I hope that's me.
Yeah, I want to be that vibrant. I agree. Totally agree with that.
And in love still. Oh man, that'd be great. Yeah. Gosh. Be great. A Caden Lewis to visit Louisville. Is this What do you think the long-term plan is for Kelsey? What percentage high school kids, what percentage transfers?
I think it'll be a nice mixture. I think it'll be close to 50-50.
Oh, wow.
I don't think it's going to be where you'll just supplement with high school kids or just supplement with transfers. I think it'll be a good mixture every time. Because, look, I think as a coach, there are just going to be years where the high school kids are not worth it.
Right.
And right. You will just be better off finding someone that is more of a sure thing, is a shorter term commitment, and you know one good year, and then we'll get back and try it again. And if anything, I think you want to recruit well in high school and then hit the portal when you need to. But I still think that like on a 13-man scholarship roster, you're going to have 8 and 5 of one or the other all the time, and just sort of alternate between the two.
I just got a text on the personal bat phone, and I'm definitely bringing this to air right now. 437-8680. Dokic and men 25-54 last month ratings. Can you guess on a scale what he got, Mark?
I want it to be a certain thing.
It is that thing.
I would like for you to tell me that Dokic men 25 to 54 is zero.
0.0.
My man.
Texter, it's easy to say you don't care about the NBA draft until you don't have it and your team is mid-pack, and then you'll care again. The grass isn't always greener on the other side. Sometimes the guy just got better. Sometimes the guy just used better fertilizer. I will say, I think Ben's answer about one a year is more in line with how I would want to be as a fan than I don't care at all about the draft. Now, I don't think the other texter was saying they don't care at all, but caring less about the draft and more about, you know, deep runs in the tournament. Obviously, yeah, all of us want that for our college teams.
Yeah, sure. The problem with Cal was that draft success became proxy for actual success.
Correct. That's right. That's right.
And people want a team that produces pros, not a program that makes pros and tries to make wins out of it.
Hmm. Yeah.
Well, and that's what Cal tried to do.
Rain Smith had a solid outing in the Nisei Cup with the Australian national team. Do you have anything to say about that?
He's one of the best shooters in the world, according to Pat Kelsey. You heard them say that. That's a quote.
So, okay, I'm glad you brought that up. Is it a requirement? Like, when you sign the contract here, do you have to say dumb bleep like that? Do you have to do that?
Hyperbole is what you're looking for.
No, dumb bleep. Do you have to do that? It was Mike Merrill. What are we doing? Come on.
Yeah, I think you do.
Okay, just change.
Yeah, I would err on the side of that.
What should the
Who's going to call you out on it?
Me. But I don't matter. Wait. Yeah, right. The summer tour to the Bahamas, do you consider that a foreign tour?
Yeah, I guess. Well, that's a funny question. I was like, I fully expected, like, what do you think about basketball? Like, is that foreign? Yeah, I think it is, Louis.
Like, no, but like,
I think it's great, by the way.
I've been to San Juan and I've been to Cancun, and I don't think of either as foreign. Like, I think of them as the same. For some reason, even though I had to go through customs for, like, by the way, going into Mexico, looking like me and having my family, they're like, yeah, get in here. Please spend money. Get in here.
Yeah,
it's great.
No kidding.
They don't care at all. Same thing happened in our vacation just recently. There was a line for Americans and a line for everyone else. And the American one was straight to bags. Yeah. I'm not kidding. Like, just kidding.
Oh, I believe that.
Just get in here.
That.
Yeah, it was the same exact thing. So, God, that's funny. What did I want to ask you about? Oh, the protest at the golf tournament the other day. You giggled. Okay, why'd you giggle?
Oh, yeah. It's funny to see people get decked anytime it happens.
Yeah, that's right.
Especially, like, you know what's funny? Like, I have a real sort of soft spot in my heart for protests.
Sure.
And the fact that, look, I recognize that one of the values of protests is their inconvenience.
Yes, right.
And I still love it when they get blown up.
Yeah, right. Both and can be true.
Yes, the thing where people, like, run out and try to, like, glue themselves to the floor,
yeah,
or whatever, and they,
yeah,
just get trucked by a police officer or something. Like, I'm never more, like,
what's
back the blue.
What's more satisfying?
Blowing up somebody on the field.
The police blow up or the player blow up?
Player blow up.
Yeah,
no question.
Right. Yeah, it's not close, right?
Yeah. But the police blow up's pretty, like, if it's
still
a good,
good
form,
yes, right,
tackle, it's pretty satisfying.
Yeah. Would you wear a no golf on a dead planet t-shirt? I might.
I would wear it to play golf.
Yeah.
No doubt.
Oh, man. We talked about tights yesterday. God, how did that come up, man? I can't remember.
Tyler Johnson?
How did that come up?
Do you
remember?
Someone's
texting
it
about it right now.
Yeah, it was something that we probably shouldn't. Probably shouldn't be telling you this. It's like when we were talking about how Pat Kelsey. I probably shouldn't be telling you that we're going on a foreign trip.
Oh, that's what it was. That's what it was. I probably shouldn't be telling you we didn't have the right tights. That's exactly right.
Yeah, yeah, we remarked at the time when we played that clip. Like, it was the. I had like a when he started it with that. I was like, oh God, where is he going? Oh, okay, good. It's good.
Are you a sports nerd to the point that you see 1-3-5 triple play in a headline and you have to click on it?
Yeah, I'll watch that.
Yeah, okay, me too.
Yeah, I'll watch that. 100%.
He's Mark Dennis. He's presented by Froggy's Popcorn, froggiespopcorn.com. Another hour come and gone. Mark, we'll talk to you next week, buddy.
See you, bud.
All right, there you go. Mark Dennis, 3 to 6 on the drive over on 93.9 today. Catch him over there. Forgot to ask him who his guest is. Wait, it's Tuesday. It's either Luke or Lieberman, maybe? That's probably Luke.
Generally, it's Luke.
Well, usually Luke on Tuesday, so there you go. Luke Hancock, more interesting than me. We talk about it next.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is.
We're in this together.
With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
When it's time to replace your heating and air system, we know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.